Trust everyone's had an opportunity to review our press release from this morning. We continue to make solid progress in reducing our costs, strengthening our balance sheet, and optimizing our portfolio. Starting with the portfolio, year-to-date, we've closed or have under signed purchase and sale agreements approximately $1.2 billion of gross sales proceeds. This is up approximately $500 million from our earnings call in February. As previously discussed, certain of these transactions are contingent upon the repurchase of VPPs, so net proceeds from these property sales will be approximately $950 million. On the February earnings call, we guided to an additional $500 million to $1 billion in gross proceeds by year-end 2016. With our announcement this morning, we have already achieved the lower end of that range. In February, we stated that the closed sales and signed purchase and sale agreements targeted smaller, non-core, non-operated properties. As noted in today's press release, we are divesting to Newfield Exploration a portion of our Stack acreage position in northern Oklahoma for approximately $470 million, maintaining the objective of divesting smaller, non-core assets, and in this case, principally non-operated acreage. While we believe the play is highly economic at today's prices, the value acceleration from this currently undeveloped principally non-operated acreage position is highly accretive and allows us to direct cash to our balance sheet, creating greater value for our shareholders. The year-to-date asset sale agreements have minimal impact on 2016 and 2017 production and EBITDA. For 2016, total production is projected to be reduced by roughly 5% due to the announced sales, or approximately 35,000 barrels of oil equivalent production per day, of which roughly 60% of that represents gas production. The 2016 EBITDA impact is also minimal, currently estimated to be approximately $20 million using today's strip pricing. We continue to focus on improving our margins, not only by addressing the cost side of our business, but also working to reduce our operational leverage and midstream commitments. Our operating and G&A costs continue to fall, and together were 28% lower in the first quarter on a per barrel of oil equivalent basis compared to the first quarter of 2015. We intend to further expand our margins through continued discussions with our midstream and downstream partners on several fronts to find mutually beneficial solutions that will increase EBITDA. These efforts are ongoing as we speak, and we believe we will have more to share as the year progresses. Nick will speak more about our balance sheet and liquidity in a moment, but I wanted to note that we successfully reduced debt that matures in 2017, or that can be put to us in 2017, by $282 million in the first quarter. With the potential for additional debt exchanges, open market repurchases, and the capability to issue additional secured debt, in addition to our sufficient liquidity, we have several tools, as you can see, at our disposal to handle our 2017 maturity obligations. In closing, Chesapeake continues the ground game progress, working hard to advance our strategies while improving our financial and operational strength. This process and journey begins with each highly motivated Chesapeake employee. Our employees have worked exceptionally hard over the past 3 years to improve our company, both operationally and financially. We are actively working on liability management initiatives, and our balance sheet is getting leaner and less complex. Asset sales are progressing and are providing additional fuel for our collective efforts. I want to thank all of our shareholders who have stayed with us during these difficult and tough times, and I encourage other investors to keep your eye on Chesapeake. Our outstanding employees combined with high-quality assets, industry-leading capital efficiency, cash cost leadership, and further balance sheet improvements will drive further value creation. We look forward to discussing further progress on all these fronts throughout the year as we prepare for operating in a time of greater commodity price stability.